You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Is this?
Oh,
hey, hey, I would like to get out.
Look at this.
I'm better winning the glove, though.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to go back to jail.
$200. Please let me out.
Not Colin's gun.
Very nice.
Oh, I just got an Uber pickup.
You got it. Is this an Uber?
Hell yeah.
Tell him, slow down.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Reacts. I'm your host, Kale Smith. And on this week on the Youth Critic, basically, Youth Critic anything, we are going to be looking at a bunch of stuff that's been premiering and showing up at the Atlanta Film Festival this week. As the 42nd annual Atlanta Film Festival is going on this week, and there has been actually a great deal of good content this year. I mean, I only been able to go last weekend, but still, there's just an abundance of really good quality content that's just been all over the board. A lot of stuff that I have missed because of either time or there was just another movie going out. And so, yes, I'm guilty of like not being able to go as much this year, even though the lineup for this year has just been totally insane. And starting by talking about the lineup, I am going to be talking about the opening night presentation for this movie, the Atlanta Film Festival, and that was Blindspotting. For those who don't know, Blindspotting was the huge Sundance hit and basically kind of blew up on the scene. And I think it has distribution from Summit or Lionsgate. And the movie itself is about the character Colin, who has finished his 2-month sentence for an assault that happened at a bar, and now he's on a year-long probation. We start with Colin in this movie about 3 days before that probation is up, and we follow him through those 3 days and a couple more days after the probation has ended. And it's the story of Colin and his longtime friend, Miles, as each of them try and build up their own lives and try and live very peaceful, very, you know, mediocre lives, as they both are, both work for a moving company, and they do that for their day job, and then they hang out and do stuff at night. And that's basically the plot of the movie is, without going into too many spoilers, it's about the character of Colin trying to not get into any kind of trouble as he, you know, tries to end his probation on a very nice, mediocre, somber, clean note. And that's basically the movie. Now, the reason why the film itself is getting all this acclaim, it's currently sitting at a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, is it actually is a comedy that really works more as a high-stakes drama centered in the city of Oakland, California. And it just works so well because you feel for Colin as he's trying to get out of probation, and as his friend Miles constantly not getting him in more in trouble with the law, but getting him into situations that could get him more in trouble if he's not careful. And it's about a friendship that is risky, and it's about can be toxic, especially for everyone that's around Miles. And that's basically the idea of, and that's basically the story of the movie, is learning how to manage a friendship where one person is more toxic and more or more toxically influenced than you. And that's basically what is so appealing to me about the movie, is that drama of how this friendship, you know, not crumbles, but it's looked at more in a very critical light. And in the midst of this, there's this funny but really great subtext about gentrification. Excuse me if I screw that up. And in the guise of it, it's because there's this whole new Oakland that's kind of seeping through. And of course, you know, Miles is the character that doesn't want things to change, or he's so comfortable in the state of rage and violence that he's grown up in old Oakland, that he gets nervous and he gets, you know, afraid of, you know, the gentr, or he feels, you know, immensely emasculated by the gentrification of, you know, of Oakland, of his town. And it's just those little things like that that really make the movie pop and basically open essentially America's eyes to the fears of, you know, being black in a crime-ridden / police-filled city. And it's the fear of that because you see and you hear all the time how the news and how media responds to when a black person is shot. And the movie addresses that head on and has something more powerful to say than I think any documentary or any mainstream movie possibly could. And that's really, for me, the key of the movie is its staying power. Because for the longest time, there's a moment in the movie, and I'm not spoiling anything because it's in the trailer, and there is in the first 20 minutes of the movie, Colin witnesses a black man being shot by a cop right in front of him while he's waiting at a red light to turn green. And then 5 minutes later, we're back to kind of Miles and his comedy. And at first I didn't quite know why we were going through this tonal shift, but as I was getting more into the rhythm of the movie and more to what the movie was saying, I was getting it more that this is basically the life that maybe not the whole Oakland, California feels, but maybe the universe of this, maybe the universe that the movie takes place in, this is how they feel. They see something and it affects them, but they still have to move on with their lives. They still have to be a working part of a society. And to see that constantly progress and that, you know, that trauma, that psychological, like, damage that, you know, did on Colin, and it build up and it build to a rage that builds to an incredible climax, and I won't spoil it. And really, after you see the trailer, don't see any more from the movie. But once we get to the climax, it builds to an intense finale, and it works so well. I mean, the ending, the audience I saw this with, they were floored by the ending of this movie. It was an powerful experience. I thought this worked so well. And basically, that's how I feel about Blindspotting. Is it's a powerful movie. It takes a little while to get into the rhythm of the movie, but other than that, I thought everyone involved did an absolutely incredible job. I give a lot of credit for, you know, W. Diggs and Rafael Cazell for writing the movie, but I also have to give credit to director, and I'm sorry if I, you know, mispronounce it, but Carlos Lopez Estrada. Okay, I got it right. I thought he did a great job. Excellent work. Excellent work from everyone involved. This was a powerful movie, and they just bumped the release date from July 27th to July 20th on my birthday. Hey! Please check out the movie. It's incredible. I think it'll open back wide. I know I said it opens on July 20th, but that's a limited release. I think it opens in Atlanta again on August 3rd. So please, I implore you, please check out this movie. It's really good. It has two great performances by the writers, Davey Diggs and Raphael Cassell. And please just check it out. It's vibrant, it's energetic, and it has a powerful, moving climax. Thanks everyone for listening. Before we go, we have to do a little housekeeping. We will get to reviews for A Quiet Place, Rampage, and Blockers eventually. And maybe down the road, I Feel Pretty, that's opening this weekend. However, for the time being, and because I am literally about to graduate in 2 weeks, and I'm swamped with three projects that are basically going to consume me this week and next week, the podcast is just going to focus on the Atlanta Film Festival stuff. And then I think around either late next week or maybe even the first week of May, we'll finally do A Quiet Place, Blocker. We'll have like a catch up like we did in March, and we'll finally get caught up and do all like the big hits in April all at once. And yeah, that's it for the Youth Critic. And also, after we do the Avengers podcast in the first week of May, we're going to take a couple weeks off because I've been recording here at the studio at the University of North Georgia campus for about roughly 3 years now. And it's time for me to move out and move away. So after we do the Avengers podcast in the first week of May, what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple weeks off, and then we're going to come back on May 18th for some of the stuff that came out in May, and also a summer movie preview. And on top of that, we will open back up also at some point in May to talk about, basically to start on the retrospective podcast again. And the summer we're looking at right now for what we're going to do for the retrospective on, it's not going to be 1983. However, it's going to be the summer of 1993 with some films sprinkled in there from 1998 and possibly, I haven't decided if we'll do Die Hard either Christmas this year or in the summer. But we will definitely do the Die Hard franchise at some point this year. And yes, we will still do the Rambo franchise retrospective this year. I did not forget, but yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to be great. But yeah. So keep out a lookout. Things are going to be quiet for a little while till about mid-May. However, we're going to cover still the big topics like we always do. And also, I want... and also, just, you know, stick around. I need to give a shout-out to the Atlanta Film Festival. They have been really good. This year, I got a chance to be press, which allowed me the privilege to not only go see movies at the film festival for free, but it allowed me to do red carpet interviews during the festival. So I did get to do a red carpet interview with the writers of this movie, Davey Diggs and Raphael Cassell, and those are already on the site. And then I did the following day red carpet interviews with, I forgot to mention, I've been doing red carpet interviews with the Burton Wires, Christopher Daniel, and for the Maynard red carpet interviews, I worked with not only Chris, but I also got to work with Maria Jackson from ShakeFire.com. And you can find all those interviews on the Youth Critic site right now. And other than that, thanks everyone for listening. Stay tuned for momentarily, like in the next 30 minutes to an hour, for the Tully review and the and a couple other reviews for movies I saw at the Atlanta Film Festival. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you just shortly.